Welcome to Sonya Podcast. So, fall is officially here. I hope y'all enjoying the rain, because it's been raining so far and kind of chilly. Fall just done swooped in here. So, I've been coming across a lot of things, and I say, you know what, let me share this with y'all, because some of it I find really interesting. You know, because we all have opinions, but some people's opinions makes a lot of sense. And for me, it has to make sense. So, I came across one. I said, I have to share this with y'all. Like, I have to share in this call. It's from Karen. She's a life coach. It's a number one trigger for midlife crisis, a psychological. So it says, I think he's having a midlife crisis, my client said. She was referring to her partner of 12 years, who has started dieting, cycling, and piling self-improvement books beside the bed. He also became more critical of her and was constantly picking fights over trivial things. I don't think he's having an affair, she said, answering the question before I could ask. But something's different. He doesn't seem happy with himself or me. He's hard to live with. What's going on? If you gaze long enough into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back into you. That's a quote. The phrase midlife crisis was popularized way back in the 1960s. By the Canadian psychoanalyst Elliot Jacques, who apparently had a gift for catchy names. The midlife crisis is most commonly pitched as the change in identity and self-confidence that strikes between people between the ages of 35 and 55, prompting them to splash out on hot sports car, trading their partner for newer, shinier models. But it's all a myth. According to science, there's no such thing as a midlife crisis. While it's true many experience psychological and emotional turmoil in midlife, there's no scientific evidence of age being the trigger for it. But, she said, as a psychologist, I have many clients struggle with these feelings. If they want to call it a midlife crisis, I'm fine with that. More accurately, though, it's more crossroad than crisis. The time and place where we confront by the reality of the choices we made, especially in work, relationships, and an uneasy awareness that we're running out of time and the capacity to reverse them. All of this comes in the years when, on top of heavy work and domestic responsibilities, people are often juggling raising teenagers or kids are leaving home. Alien parents in a tried relationship. Throw in a major life event such as job loss, disappointments, divorces, breakups, menopause, health scares, death of a parent or a friend. It can cause an emotional shakedown, a rethink of how they want to spend their lives and who with. But here's the thing that always intrigued me. Based on what I have seen in therapy, most midlife changes is not prompted by a major life event. It is not because something traumatic has happened. It's because nothing has. It's because one day in starting to run into the next, that new Netflix show looks just like the last week one. It's because when they look in the mirror, their mortality steers back. It's because they are filled with a sense that the fun train has pulled out of the station and they're standing on the platform gazing at it. Trouble is when you make sweeping life changes, fueled by those feeling it can take you down a pretty questionable path. It can lead you to throw away good if a little boy and things boring things and people and replace them with chaotic. And chaotic brings a boatload of trouble every single time. See, what you meant to do when you have a midlife crisis to buy a fast car, aren't you? Well, I always had fast cars. It's not that. It's the fear that you're past your best. It's the fear that the stuff you've done in the past is your best. That's another quote. So what's the answer? The answer is, the best answer she can offer is something for people who are living with them. That is to understand that your partner's desire to upend their lives is not about you, even though it can feel that way. It's about their own wrestle with age, mortality, and life, big question. That is to be supportive of your partner's feelings, but not at the expense of yourself. Not to be so distracted by your issues and helping them that you forget to pour the goodies into yourself. That is, if they are struggling with grief, depression, work stress, or their lost youth, suggest they work through those issues with someone outside your relationship. Someone well qualified for that job. That is to speak up when your partner struggles are having a negative effect on you and others in your household. Because no matter what kind of antics that they are going through, it's not fair to land it all on their loved ones, especially not when it's a chaotic struggle. So it stretches into months, even years. And finally, to remember that even having a midlife crisis is a luxury reserved for the privileged. Millions of people don't have the time, money, or energy to sit around asking existential questions about the meaning of life. They are too busy navigating war, natural disasters, or just trying to feed their families. They are 100% focused on getting through that day. They are too busy just trying to live. Another quote is, "Man is not made to understand life, but to live," by George. Oh, see, that was a good one. So I shared that one with y'all because I thought y'all would find that interesting just like I did. And please give a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHop, where we're listening to podcasts at Apple. You can call me here at sv766752@gmail.com. Follow me at http, no, go to my website, http.podcast/wordpress.com. Follow me at son.ie9795 Instagram, Son Santiago, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. We got an album on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN. Please read her book, Black Girl in Orange. Follow AWYN. A. Wade Williams. Please read her book, Suddenly Single, and follow them both on Instagram. King's Flex on SoundCloud. Female Reform. Have a Venture Store in New York, and y'all have a blessed night.